So educate means probably you said one is, of course, a DIY, how to use, how to renovate, how to use the parts mm-hmm. of the architect. But the other way you said about the history, and history also the more, not necessarily public, a big history, but also the more, you said the character of the local area and people attached with the memory, more memory, but including of people's memory, how do they realize the local area and changing? Not only for the textbook, but also through their experience, through the experience of building and the parts of the building. That's also the one of educations of your activities, I think. Mm-hmm.
Well, mm-hmm. history, when you read history, it's just stories about people and what they did. And that's one aspect of history, is people who did things that created an unusual change or, had some effect on the lives of the people around them. That's the kind of history you read in books. But architectural history is the physical evidence of those times and those periods. So the stories are less story-like in the sense that they don't have a plot, and a start and then a dramatic moment in the end, but they're more like actual features from the past that their stories are mute, I guess you might say. They don't speak in the same way, but they can tell you things if you know how to look at them. So you and I have spoken on multiple occasions about how historic buildings in Japan are often made without nails. They are wood that is fitted together with other pieces of wood and is held together that way. So modern fasteners like nails and screws are not used in those buildings. And that is a history. That's a history of the way people built. And that tells you all sorts of different things about them. It tells you that they didn't have access to cheap metal they could use. And so they had to devise other ways of making things stay together. It tells you something about the craftsmanship that was necessary. You couldn't, nowadays, almost anybody can just go buy a few power tools and put together something out of wood because all the parts are there and all you have to do is just kind of cut them to the right length and you can fit them together and you're done. But those carpenters, those craftsmen who built those places had to know a lot more about building and the engineering of holding things up than a modern builder would have to know because of the way that those things were put together. So all those things like that are part of the history that architecture can tell you about people. You can look at an older building and get a sense of, did they have money at this time? Were they a thriving community that could afford the luxury of making some big fancy place? Or were these places very utilitarian and just made so that people, just had shelter of some sort? Like, what does it tell you about the people that built that and the time that it was built in and the things that were important to them at that time? Does it have big walls around it? Is it like a defensive place that they're trying to protect themselves from something? Or is it open with gardens and things so that anybody can come there, that they must have been very secure to have a place like that? So there's a lot of stories that architecture can tell you if if you learn how to read it correctly.
Yeah, arigato. You said about Kyoto, of course, a lot of temple are there, historical temple are there. So, from childhood, we have opportunity to learn about the history of the temple. But for me, it's 100 years old, such kind of building, or a neighborhood, suddenly some old means 100 years ago, like that old building done out. But such kind of neighborhood building, about the neighborhood building, we have less opportunity to learn how to build up the background of the area like that. But from your perspective, from your perspective means as one member of PACA, how the urban Champaign is changing. And last year I visited urban Champaign, mostly 6 years later. And then I find urban didn't change much, but Champaign a bit developed, and especially around the university, changes a lot, and more higher building or probably more developer come to change the area like that. But from your perspective is the local residents and the member of PACA, the urban Champaign, how changes have been changed in the recently, and how do you think?
Well, it keeps growing. And it's growing in strange and kind of uncomfortable ways, in my opinion. They're making a lot more housing for people to live in, so it's expanding outwards around the edges. And then there are many more businesses being built or buildings for business to operate in to provide, you know, services to all those people. But there isn't very much intentional planning, I don't think, behind it. There doesn't seem to be a lot of thought being given to how it's growing. So it just, it's, you've got some space, they'll put up some houses, you know, you've got some other space, they'll put up these buildings. And it tends to, I don't know how to describe this, like in older cities around the world, as they grew from the center outwards. So you'd have the commercial district or the places where business was done, and then people lived around it. And as the city grew, the whole thing would grow from the center outward. But in more modern places, at least here in this country, they leave the center alone, and then they just start putting things around the edge. So you have these like little mini cities that grow up around a city. The city itself doesn't expand very quickly, but the periphery or the edge expands. So there'll be a food shopping center and some restaurants and then some houses around that. And then, you know, over here and over there. And it's all, I think, based around automobiles and roads, because in the past there were roads, obviously, but people went by horseback or they went on foot. So the center of town retained a kind of importance that it doesn't anymore. Now you can just get in your car and drive someplace. So cities tend to be just this patchwork of little mini settlements around the city. And then they grow that way, and you end up with something very complicated and inconvenient and not structured very well at all and difficult to navigate, and you can't go anywhere unless you have a car. And that's the kind of thing that's happening here in this town, I think, is it's growing in that sort of way where it just, there's no real thought to any kind of cohesion anymore, any kind of sense of this is the city. It's like, this is the city, but then that's kind of a part of it. And then this is another part over here. And there's, you know, and it just it doesn't make any sense. So that's my feeling of how it's growing. It's just like cancer. It's like tumors growing all over the place. It's not healthy growth.
For more business, but not healthy for local people. Hi, Tomさんのトーク今日のパート2ですが、そうですね、建物 トムさんたちにとって建物は大きな歴史という人々の歴史、建物を通してそういう歴史の語りをこう耳を傾けるというところもある一方、私が質問したのは、じゃあこの地域のアーバナシャンペーンの地域がどう変わっていて、その開発も含めてそれをパカやトムさんがどう見ているのかというところをお伺いしました。リュウトさん、トムさん、いろいろ批判的ですね。そういうことも含めてちょっと説明をしてください。
はい、そうですね。 あの最初の部分はその建物が歴史を語るみたいなことについてのことで、まあ、あの建物とかその中にあるものっていうのはこう人間とは違うので、こう自らは語らないけれども、それぞれの時代でそれぞれの、あのその時代に生きた人がどういうことを大事に思っていたかとか、その時代の職人さんが持ってた技術とか、あるいはその地域の中で見たらその地域がこうあのもう結構生きるのに必死だった地域なのか、それともちょっと豪華なものをあの家の中に家を建てるときにこう備え付ける余裕があるような地域だったのかとか、そういったことを語ってもくれるとか、そういうようなですね、まあ、あの建物が歴史を語るっていうことについて、まあ、説明してくれました。それから、まあ、シャンペーン・アーバナーの、まあ、あの特に最近のっていうのかな、開発とかについてですかね。まあ、シャンペーン・アーバナーやっぱりあのキャンパスの近くとか、あるいはあのあるいは逆に郊外とかにですね、家がどんどん建っている、家とかまあアパートとかですね、どんどん建っているっていう感じかなと思うんですけれども、で結構キャンパスタウンなんかのあたりなんかも、あの僕は最近行ってないですけど、むいこさんが行った時なんかには結構変わってたっていう話でしたが、まあトムさん的にはですね、こうあまり全体的な計画がないところに、まあ、なんかこう家が建てられそうなところに家を建て、マンションが建てられそうなところにマンションを建てみたいな、そういう形でこうあの町が自然に広がるっていうのではなく、こう ここにできあっちにできっていう、まあ、とにかくもう建てやすいところ、土地があるところ、土地が買えたところみたいな風にあの建物が建ってしまってるので、まあなんかそういうこう計画性とか自然な成長みたいな感じじゃないように感じるっていうような、そのようなコメントでした。で、まあ、あのもうアメリカは完全に車社会なので、それが前提にもなってしまっていて、街の中心から遠く離れたところとかにそういう新しい住宅地みたいなのができたりする、それはそれでこう利便性とか特に考えてなくて、まあそういう風になっちゃってる、で、まあ、全体的なこう計画がないよねっていうのが、まあ、トムさんのこう感覚、最近のシャンペーン・アーバナのこう開発についての感想っていう感じだったかなと思います。
うん、そうですね。それでそういうこう開発が進んでいる場所で、あのパカはもう40年以上活動を続けている、そういうパカの活動にとってはこの開発とかあるいは変化ってどう見ているのかなっていうことをさらに、次のパーツでは聞いています。でそれをトムさんが説明しています。まずちょっと英語で聞いてみましょう。どうぞ。